River Country, Keith speaking.
Harper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Angry.
Angry?
Yes.
What makes you angry?
Only half of the series that I picked actually turned out the way I wanted to.
Really, to be honest with you, and I'm sort of keeping track of this too, James, the fact is you did a heck of a lot better than I did.
Did I?
Yes, you did. Because here's the thing. I put my little system together, and I'm giving both of us points, okay? We get one point for predicting the correct team winning.
All right.
1 point for getting the number of games correct, and 3 points if you win both. Okay?
Oh.
So this is how I've got it. The first series you picked in round zero, I guess this could be, was Montreal in four, right?
Yep.
It was Pittsburgh against Montreal. You picked Montreal in four, and it was Montreal in four. So you get 3 points. I picked Montreal, but I didn't give you a number of games I would, so I'm only getting one here. But you got Pittsburgh and Montreal correct. You got Carolina beating the Rangers in three correct.
Mm-hmm.
You got Columbus beating Toronto in five correct.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you got 1 point for the Islanders winning.
Yep.
And 1 point for the number of games it took to end the Vancouver-Minnesota series. You said Minnesota in four. It was actually Vancouver in four. So you get 1 point for that. I didn't get any predictions correct. I got one for the team, but not for the right number of games. So actually, you're leading 11 points to 7, according to my little system here.
I'll take it. So who's going to get this kid, this Alexis Lafreniere?
Alexis Lafreniere. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I have no idea who's going to get it. Because, here's the thing, and we're not even going to, I don't think we even need to discuss what happened with Edmonton and Chicago, or Nashville and Arizona, because we both bombed on those predictions.
God. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, so I have no idea who's going to get Alexis Lafreniere.
Probably Pittsburgh, Edmonton, or Toronto, just because that'll make the rest of the hockey world's head explode.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
You know who could use him, though? The team that could use him the most out of the ones that are up for him, probably Minnesota.
I can see it. I really can. I think Minnesota would be a pretty good choice.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no if we got him Oilers fan.
I'm sure nobody wouldn't say no if they got him. That's for sure.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next round.
You bet.
All right. So I'm starting Tampa Bay and the Columbus Blue Jackets.
The first round of last year of 2019. I'm picking Tampa Bay in five. Tampa Bay has something to prove, and last year for them was embarrassing. 62 wins and no wins in the playoffs. Wow.
Well, I will point out that last year I did pick Columbus to beat them.
Yes, you did.
I did. And I am also picking Columbus to beat them again this year.
Oh, yeah? How many?
In six. Columbus in six. Stamkos, I think, is hurt.
A lot of it will probably depend on Stamkos, yeah. Kucherov, how their goaltending is with Vasilevsky. He may not be 100%. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so I got Columbus in six. So there we go.
Okay.
All right, Dallas and Calgary.
You know what? We got very dirty looks from Kyle Moore in the newsroom, who is a big-time Flames fan, because we both picked Winnipeg to beat Calgary, and Calgary beat us.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. So,
Kyle is his name, you say?
Kyle is his name. He's picking.
Hey, well, Kyle, it's going to be Dallas in five for no other reason than, one, I hate Calgary, and two, there's no way on God's green earth that there can be a chance in hell that Calgary wins a Stanley Cup in Edmonton in that new building before the Oilers do.
Wow, that is a bold statement. I am picking, oh boy, I think it's going to be a little bit of a better series than one might think. I think Gaudreau is going to do half decently. I think Mangiapane is going to be the underrated star that's going to be, I guess, shining, I guess, as it were. And I think Talbot is going to do well, and they've got good leadership with Giordano. But I'm picking Dallas in six.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Next up, I've got Boston and Carolina. And I have taken the good old Hartford Whalers in seven.
Carolina in seven. You're doing,
yes.
You're doing the Scotty Walker from a few years ago. You remember that goal?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I'll look it up on YouTube.
Yes, you do. Scott Walker beat Boston in Game 7. He got the overtime winner at TD Garden a few years ago. I think it was the year, or no, might have been either 2 years after or 2 years before the Bruins won the Cup in 2011. I'm picking Boston in six.
Okay. Well, I mean, these two teams don't particularly like each other.
Oh, no, they don't.
Carolina's got something going. And, you know, as a side note, I'd really like it if Carolina would break out the old Hartford Whalers unis.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care. Don't at me. I'll fight you over this. Hartford had the coolest uniform, and not the dark ones at the end. No. The bright green uniforms.
Yep, the green and white against the black and gold.
Yeah. And you know, the brass bonanza? Oh, yeah. Bring it on. Oh, I loved it.
The green and white against the black and gold. It sounds like I'm doing Saskatchewan against Hamilton in Canadian football. But, yeah.
Could
it's,
be.
Yeah, there you go.
Could be. Vegas and Chicago. I've got Vegas in four because I just hate Chicago right now. I honestly think that they really overachieved against the Oilers. I think that Vegas is a bigger team. I think they're going to knock them around. It's going to be ugly for Chicago. So, yeah, congratulations. You don't have a chance, Chicago, to get this number one overall pick. Hope it was worth it.
The thing is that both you and I are just the same as the Oilers. As far as I'm concerned, this is just my opinion only, but both of us underestimated Chicago in the last series. Yes, Chicago is beatable, in my opinion. They've struggled in the past in recent years. But in recent history, you also have to take into consideration that this team has won three cups in the last 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and Vegas is mad because they got, well, they lost in the final their first year, and how cool would that have been? They got jobbed out of it last year because that was a nonsense penalty that was called against them.
Yep.
So now they've got something to prove. I think, and I really think that Chicago's, they're vulnerable here. So, Vegas in four.
I'm picking, you're going to love me on this, Chicago in seven. I think it's going to be a series, but I think Chicago, they've got some firepower, and Kane and Taves, especially the year they won the Cup in 15, Kane and Taves were lights out in Game 7 against Anaheim.
Washington and the New York Islanders. I have got Washington in six. Just because of Ovechkin.
Yep. I have Washington in six as well because I really think, you know, the Islanders have got some talent. They've got some underrated talent. Washington has some talent as well. I really think it's going to come down to goaltending. And Braden Holtby, I've seen this kid play since he was 15 years old when he was playing in Saskatoon. I still think to this day Holtby was the MVP of the playoffs in 18.
Oh, probably.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay. So we agree on that one. It's going to be a good series, though.
Yes, it is.
And it wouldn't, you know what? It wouldn't break my heart if the Islanders won because I love Jordan Eberle. I was sad when they traded him away.
My wife is a huge Eberle fan.
Yeah. And he had the best commercials.
Yes,
right?
He did.
When he was doing, yeah, those were hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah, I like Eberle. So, but Washington in six. We agree on that one.
Yes, we do.
Colorado and Arizona. I have got the Avalanche in five here. Arizona, however, they caught a napping Nashville team. They overachieved. Arizona really could have used this Alexis, this kid that's going. I can't say his last name.
Alexis Lafreniere.
Lafreniere.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona could have used him.
Yep.
They picked a heck of a time to win a playoff series. So. Now they're going to play a team that's hungry, that's young, that's powerful. They've got something to prove. So Colorado in five.
I'm picking Colorado in a sweep.
Okay.
Yep.
Philadelphia and Montreal.
Again, I think it's going to come down to goaltending. And again, I'd pick Carey Price. I'm picking Montreal in six.
Okay, well, I went the other way. I got Philadelphia in six.
Okay.
Price will steal them a couple of games here for sure. But Philadelphia is just an all-around powerful team.
Yep.
So, you know, yes, I'm picking Philadelphia in six. And if you're listening, Rob, I'm not picking them because they're your team. I'm picking them because I think they're going to win.
Okay.
That's a shout-out to Rob over at Cal Tire here in Hyde Park.
There you go. There you go.
St. Louis and Vancouver. I've got St. Louis in five.
St. Louis in five, eh?
Yeah.
What did I pick in the last series? Vancouver. I picked Vancouver in five. It was Vancouver in four over Minnesota. And it was a seeing eye job that Tanev got to get the winner.
Mm-hmm. St. Louis is still the defending cup champions.
Yep.
That team is, by and large, still intact. You know, I really think they're going to be playing Gloria, and I think it's going to be in five games.
Yeah, do you think they're going to play Gloria, eh?
I don't know if they're still doing that this year, but that was a cool run last year.
Yes, it was.
But yeah, St. Louis over Vancouver in five.
I'm still picking Team Canada here. I'm picking Vancouver in seven.
Everybody's like, oh, you have to cheer for a Canadian team. No, I hate all of them except for Edmonton for various reasons.
Well, as I say, we started with six. We now have two left. And I'm sorry, even in the qualifying rounds, there were some upsets. There were some upsets. And some predictions that we had, I was like, holy moly, it went way off the map.
Well, you know, Chicago beating Edmonton, I was surprised at that. You know what surprised me more than that, though, was the fact that Arizona won.
Yep.
I really thought Nashville was better than this.
Yep. You picked Nashville in five. I picked Nashville in a sweep, and it ended up being Arizona in four.
Right.
And it was like, wow, where did that come from?
Yeah. And Calgary beating Winnipeg, I consider that an upset myself.
Yep.
Some people don't, but I do.
You picked
Pittsburgh, Montreal. I think we're probably the only two people who have it on record anywhere that Montreal was going to win that series.
Yep. Well, it's the old saying, James, offense is for show, defense wins championship. And especially in that Calgary-Winnipeg series, I mean, you picked Winnipeg in three, I picked Winnipeg in four. We got dirty looks from the River Country newsroom, and yeah, we both ate our words.
Kyle can get over it. It's over, Kyle.
Yep.
They're done. They're going to go back to the Pringle Dome. Although I have to say about Calgary, they are getting a new barn, finally.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I hope it's beautiful. I hope it's just as good as or better than Rogers Place. Because some of these places that were built in, and no, the Pringle Dome's really not all that old when you look at it. So there you go. Well, there's our predictions for this round.
You bet. The games end on August the 23rd, so we'll be back, I guess, sometimes then to find out how bad our predictions were. Well, speak for yourself, Hopper.
Yeah, exactly.